Spanish-born chef Jose Andres is known for cooking. He's won James Beard Awards and been Michelin-starred, and for his restaurant empire with more than 30 restaurants, and for his good works. His nonprofit World Central Kitchen fed people in Haiti after the earthquake, Houston after Hurricane Harvey, and Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. Well, now, for the first time in 10 years, Jose Andres has a new cookbook. Vegetables Unleashed is the name of it, and Jose Andres joins us now. Welcome, and let me ask you first why you wanted to focus on vegetables at this point in your career.
Well, I think the conversation on bringing more vegetables and fruits to the diets of everybody has been around for quite some time, but then it seems we never do enough. You go to the restaurants, and usually vegetables are a forgotten side dish. In my house, my wife, my children, we cook vegetables every single day of the week. We may have a little farm, and I see that vegetables, they deserve more respect than the respect we're giving them. If we want to be feeding the world, I do believe that vegetables are going to have to be at the center of the plate. So this is a way to say, hey, vegetables are here. We need to take them seriously, but don't be afraid of them. Vegetables are fun. They are mayhem. They like to misbehave. That's what we want to tell people about vegetables. Vegetables should be part of your life every single day.
Well, you say in the introduction to this book that fruits and vegetables are sexy in a way that a chicken breast can never be.
Well, imagine you put a chicken breast in your mouth and you start slowly munching. Yes, at the beginning you have some juices, if it's not well overcooked, flowing around your mouth. But after 4 or 5 seconds, those juices are gone. And then you are in your mouth with that kind of thing that is tasteless that you have to keep munching for 5, 10, 15 more seconds. And what the heck, I'm eating this? Why I'm putting this in my belly? A pineapple, in the moment you put it, before you bring it into your mouth, the smell, the freshness, you start munching. The pineapple, all the juices are flowing through your mouth from the beginning to the end. It's pure pleasure. Vegetables and fruits are much more interesting than a piece of meat.
Do you remember the first time that you had that thought about vegetables or about fruit?
Actually, I can tell you the first time I hated a vegetable was green peppers, and my mother will fry them, and she will give them for me for dinner, and I didn't want to eat them. And she sent them to my school for lunch, and then, because I didn't eat them, brought them back for dinner. I didn't eat them again, so she sent them back to the school. 2 days later, I ate the entire tray of green peppers, and now I can tell you that one of my favorite things in the world is the fried green peppers, as my mother used to make.
When was the first time, though, that you loved a vegetable, that you truly understood how wonderful it was?
I do believe that probably first time will be walking in this little town outside Barcelona, and where we will be having the cherries in season, and the cherries hanging from the tree. We will go up in the tree and we will eat the cherries without removing the pit and the stem from the tree. That was an unbelievable moment.
Now, in this book, you talk about a lot of things when it comes to vegetables that many people who are just amateur cooks may not even think about, like boiling the water and how you boil water when it comes to boiling vegetables. Tell me a little bit about that. Why is that so important?
Well, I think sometimes we are so complicated in the way we are trying to tell people how to cook. We need to make it simple for people. Nothing to me is more simpler than putting water and boiling the water and then adding any vegetable you want to cook. You can cook it to perfection. If you like it crunchy, you cook it less. If you like it more cooked, you leave it longer. You take it out of the water, some olive oil, maybe some Spanish paprika, pimenton, maybe some spices and sesame seeds, something very simple. You see, in 1 second, you can be feeding a big family in no time. To me, water sometimes is the most efficient technique to take care of vegetables.
I want to ask you about some of the recipes in your book. For example, the idea of compost potatoes, it could take some people by surprise. You say it may be the most insane recipe you've come up with.
Well, listen, in my house, yes, I have a little garden outside, and we do composting of all the food. And so the composting is something that's been going on in my house for many years. So we have a little thing in the kitchen that, you know, the onions and the leeks and whatever leftovers of cleaning vegetables, we keep them there. And then we put also the coffee grounds. And all of a sudden, my wife was about to take all of those vegetables and coffee of a couple of days to the compost bin. And I thought, hold on a second, this is the same compost that at the end is going to end in the dirt in the farm where we grow our potatoes. Why, if we cook the potatoes with the same compost, eventually they will become one? So we got all those leftovers, and I think in that moment we had from corn to coffee to tomato peels to potato peels. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of covered the potatoes on them, and we put them in the oven for almost an hour. And guess what? The potatoes cook, and those potatoes, between you and me, they were delicious. So this was only sending the message, why we don't cook the potatoes with the same compost is actually helping those potatoes to come to life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You also have in here a beefsteak tomato sandwich, which you say when tomatoes are in season, you would take this sandwich over a BLT any day.
Well, I grew up in Spain with just plain white bread and mayo and some mustard, some tomatoes sliced that my father would make, and I love that. And when I came to America, I saw that also was kind of the same thing, that you will find this tomato sometimes in some of the dishes. And for me, making this tomato beefsteak sandwich, we began doing it because we opened a fast food restaurant called Beefsteak, where my idea was, let's do a fast food, which is called Beefsteak, but where 99% of the foods are vegetables. Mm-hmm. And we needed to have a sandwich, not only bowls of vegetables and grains. And so we made this, obviously, this beefsteak sandwich where, as you see, it's very juicy. When you go into your mouth with that bread and that mayo and the greens and the tomato and all the juices began flowing through your mouth, it's like, yes, a beef burger is awesome. But we need to be fair and give an opportunity to a humble tomato also to have a space on the table. And I love now to see that the beefsteak sandwich, every season when we put it on the menu, becomes one of the most successful items mm-hmm. on this fast food chain Beefsteak I opened a few years ago.
Jose Andres, people hear you here talking about food. You also own a number of restaurants, but you've also been in the news a lot recently. You opened up your restaurants to feed government workers who were furloughed during the shutdown. You've been heavily involved in relief work. You even helped introduce the Best Picture nominee, Roma, at the Oscars this year. Do you feel that you get enough time these days with all of your activities to focus on food?
Well, that's a fair question. At the end, I live and I breathe food every day on a kitchen or every day on a farmer's market or in my restaurants. At the end, cooking is not about I, the person. Cooking is about we, the people. Even in this book, you know, I try to celebrate the vast majority of the people that make this book possible. And I believe in we, the people. So me, I'm surrounded by an amazing team of individuals that makes everything possible and allows me to keep also doing the other things I like in life. If people are in need of a plate of food in Colombia, I am not the one doing it. My organization is. Do I go? Yeah. Do I spend there a few days, a week here, a week there? Yeah. But again, it's not I, the person, but we, the people. We have amazing people here in America and around the world that when something happens, they put everything aside only with one very simple mission, to feed those people that are hungry after an emergency. And I'm very, very lucky that I am part of that group of individuals that make it happen.
Have you ever considered running for political office?
Lately, I get this question more mm-hmm. often than not. I think every single individual, especially the young, and I'm not so young anymore, they should consider about political life. Why? Because if we want to be part of change, we need to understand what that change may be like. And if we don't want to run for office, at least we need to understand what we should be asking our presidential candidates to change to make America better, one plate of food at a time. Every single person should think, what if I run for office, and come up with a plan so they can know what to ask to their candidates. Well, for president, well, for the Senate, well, for the Congress, maybe local. But we all need to be a little bit more involved if we want to make America better every single day.
So that sounds like a yes, you have considered running for office.
Listen, if one day is an opportunity, who knows? Right now, I know I have this amazing restaurant group that I am the leader, that I enjoy doing. I also have World Central Kitchen, where we feed the people in need around the world. Those two things, I'm fairly busy. What I know is that if there is an opportunity to knock on Congress and tell our senators and congressmen that they need to improve the Farm Bill, that they need to make sure immigration reform is something that helps America move forward. Those are the kind of things that chefs like me, Tom Colicchio and others, you see as more and more showing up on the walkways of Congress to tell our senators and congressmen, we are watching and we are expecting from you to do better through food for the American people.
That is Jose Andres, whose new cookbook is called Vegetables Unleashed. Jose Andres, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.